G'day, boys and girls. Uncle Snork here. Thanks for flicking on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe just to help other people find the podcast. And I hope you enjoy this week's edition of the Little Big Podcast. Here are your hosts, Graham and Nathan.
Get over it. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, please stop applauding so loudly. We need to increase the level of that applause.
But you told him to stop.
Make it louder.
You want it louder?
I want it louder.
Son, you want it louder, you got it louder. Thank you very much for tuning us on. See, we do understand that this is an effort to go to. You don't just turn on your radio and there we are like we are in the morning. You have to physically go and you decide, I could scroll on Facebook. I suppose you can do that as well. I could watch, like listen to Spotify. But you actually take the time out of your day.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm going to listen to Graham and Nathan, have a chat with each other. Some people could come into the studio and we look, we appreciate that a lot.
We appreciate your support. It's episode 18. We've been doing this for a very long time.
I'm going to start this off by a kind of a disclaimer. I got a text message off Heavy D.
Yeah.
And he said that last week's podcast was his favourite podcast ever.
It's James, man. Everyone loves James.
I was at the match last night, the Ireland game, so it's now Wednesday, so Tuesday night, with James and his friend Key. And Key was like,
Key? Is he Asian?
No, he's just, I don't know why his name is Key. I actually never questioned why he's called Key. I just kind of accepted it. And he goes, listen to the podcast. James is sounding good. He goes, I don't want to admit it, because you know you never want to really admit that your friends are good at things, especially when they like get boasty about it. He goes, he's good. He is. Well,
he's
good.
Great. James is great. And I'll look, another disclaimer. I think James is on his lunch break.
Yes.
I think he's left the building and he's having a sandwich
now. I'm secretly happy because, you know, we have to get back to Graham and Nathan. You know, get back to. We have to rely on James to come in.
Can you just sound a bit like James?
I was going here. I went to the match tonight and I picked up dog shite and it was a great crack.
He's wittier. There's something about him. He's very clever.
Nathan and I were down in Mayo. We went down to my hometown. I invited a couple of boys in work down to Mayo, and Nathan, you don't really get it. You don't. Can I start with the first example? You know exactly what the first example is.
I actually don't. Go on. Do you want me to read a sheet of paper or something?
No, the first example was when we were in the pub on Friday night.
Drinking a few bevvies.
Right. And we were sitting there, so it was all of us, and my parents joined us as well. And there was family next door. We were very close. I live with the guy whose family were there. They were celebrating their wedding anniversary, his parents. But they would be a very traditional family, and they'd be singing rebel songs and kind of really old Irish songs. And I remember just before the incident happened, Brian's uncle was singing a song, and it was so deep and meaningful.
I didn't like it.
And he directed at his wife, and I was like, oh.
Well, to be honest with
That's
you,
so nice.
I couldn't see that because there was a barrier.
There was a partition, yeah. There is a kind of a, what would you call it? You
know, North versus South.
Yeah, it was kind of like on Carnation Street, they have the separate booths and they have the little partitions with a little bit of glass in the middle. Similar to that.
What's that? The Rover?
The Rover's Return. But out of nowhere, in this midst of country Ireland, you know, going back to our roots, Nathan starts singing a song with the help of Uncle Snork.
Yeah, Uncle Snork prompted me to sing this song.
Go on, just do it as he did it. It's like, and then we're finishing the song. And then Uncle Snork goes to Nathan, oh yeah, you sing this song.
Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be.
And it happened just like that. Nathan lost his confidence after the first couple of lines. It's not bad enough that he's singing a pop song in the middle of this pub where it's really traditional.
Classic song, though.
He went for it. And you know what? You got to be confident in this situation. You really went for it. And then you stopped and you started laughing. And it was so embarrassing.
Well, in fairness, a girl did finish off the song. It was One Direction Little Things.
Yeah.
I thought
She made a show you.
I thought everyone was going to join in.
I blame Uncle Snork.
I do.
I blame Uncle
He's
Snork.
He's a liar. He's a rat. And if you're listening to this, I want you replaced from the top of the podcast and the bottom. But man, it was a great weekend, but I'm feeling quite bad about myself after it. I have an identity crisis. I feel like I'm not from Ireland. I grew up in South Dublin, hence The Voice. And when you live in this area...
Is that the excuse for The Voice, is it?
That is the excuse. Kermit the Frog. When you grow up in South Dublin...
You missed that.
You missed it because you're not wearing headphones. I swallowed water and I went, it sounded literally like a frog, like a ribbit. Really? Yeah. Cuz I was waiting for you to react and I was like, oh, you're not wearing your headphones.
I can't hear anything, man. Just the voices.
Burn the building, Nathan.
You can do the podcast by yourself. Burn them all.
You don't need Graham.
You know, when you grow
up, the Nathan O'Reilly show.
I don't want you playing the violin or anything, but I'm in this bubble.
Yeah.
I'm in this bubble and you're looking at me as if I'm not talking into the mic. What do you want? I am talking into the mic.
You are, but okay.
How can I improve
this? No.
Oh, you've stopped my flow.
No, because you
stopped my flow.
You're bending over and it looks uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. My back hurts. Okay. Oh, that must be so annoying to listen to. Is that okay?
But I'm just making it comfortable for you.
Okay.
You don't have to sit up straight like that.
No, I do.
Look at me. I'm sitting up straight and I'm top.
My head
is straight.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I'm just having an identity crisis because if I'm being completely honest, and I don't want to offend anyone listening that's from the country, but I don't like listening to rebel songs. Now,
another example happened when we got the taxi back from Westport and we got out, and one of the lads who would live in my neighbourhood, he'd be a couple of years younger than me, very proud of his history.
Patriotic.
And he came in and he started singing.
First of all, did he just invite himself back to the house?
It's an open house. It's Lewisburg. Like, people on the bus, if you want to come in, you come in.
Yeah.
But we were all so tired. I could have seen him go. I was like, oh no, I just want to go to bed.
Everyone was just eating their kebabs. I was exhausted.
He started singing rebel songs that I've never heard before in my house. But then he started to remix it about Graham and Nathan.
That was pretty cool.
Which I didn't even know he knew what I did or who you were. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he talked about the Dublin musical in the middle of the rebel song, which was really nice. But Nathan, you had no time for it.
I was standing there in the corner thinking, who is this strange man rapping a little bit like Eminem and then going into a Luke Kelly song? Can you sing any rebel songs?
I can sing the
just
old
have
triangle.
A go just
a hungry feeling came o'er me stealing.
Why do you have to put on that
and
accent?
And the mice were something like that.
Why do you have to put on that
in
voice
my prison cell?
Why can't you sing that in an American accent?
And the owl triangle.
Yeah.
Oh, and jingle jangle.
It's a different world where you live in.
But it isn't.
It is, it isn't. Graham.
It's a different world where you live in.
No.
The South Dublin bubble. I am putting a lot of people in there, but I'm talking about the Blackrock, Glenageary, Dawky, that bubble.
It's
not
a
the,
very small bubble.
It is a very small bubble, but you don't understand that. As I was saying to Uncle Snork, who lives in Finglas.
No, but I just, a side note, my mum's Australian, so I'm not fully.
My dad's English.
Yes, but where I'm getting my hatred for rebel songs.
Why do you hate them?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know how I'm supposed to respond
just
when
someone is
singing.
Respect.
But I don't know what they're saying.
You put your hand on the table and you close your eyes and you look down.
No, I'm not.
And
doing
you go,
that.
Well done, Johnny. Well done,
Why
Johnny.
Are they that always was, called Johnny.
That was a good song. That was a very good song. But like, it's you think, and because all your friends are from the same area, you're not being exposed to this, and you think that, oh, that's so weird.
No, I accept it.
I was literally shown Callum, who will explain what Callum is in a minute, just the Dublin map and the Ireland map, and he goes, where's the other cities in Ireland? And I go, Cork, Limerick, Galway. And he goes, is that it? And I go, everything else is countryside. So everything else is old man country pub, where they do that majority of the nights. They do that in Dublin. They probably do that in the likes of in Drimna, Ballyfermot, in the old pub. They do that in Glasnevin, in the Five Lamps, in the Gravedigger. They do that up in Santry as well. They do that there. They just don't do that in Crystal or Everly.
Hang on,
obviously,
a sec.
Where only you hanging about. Or Pig.
No, stop.
Or Pig. They don't do
that. You're making me sound like a monster. I'm not.
You said, I don't know where I get my hate. No, that's where I get my hatred.
No, I didn't mean to say
the Irish culture from.
Can we beep out hatred?
No.
I didn't mean to say that.
It took me too long to put pig squeals in last week's podcast. What I like to do is record the podcast and put it straight up.
Oh, can
because
you not
of James Docker mouth, I had to go back and listen to the whole thing and squeal out
great
the F
podcast
word.
Episode, though. Could you put in a pig squeal for hatred?
Put it in the pig squeal yourself.
Okay, I will. Look, I don't mean hatred. It's just it's a different world for me. Obviously, I don't get it. You know, I thought it was a thin whistle. I didn't think it was a tin whistle. How would I know these things? Where do you learn?
Nathan thought a tin whistle was a thin whistle. A TH whistle. A thin whistle. Because, quoted, but sure, it's as thin as a shoelace. What are you playing
it's
at?
Very thin. I want to thank you for being a host. You're fantastic. You brought us through many drives.
Okay, hold on a second. You say you're having an identity crisis and you don't feel Irish. How did you feel when we drove out to Duloc, where it's got the old fjord and the interlocking spurs?
Sperm.
The interlocking spurs. Did you do geography? Did you do geography?
Yes.
Do you know where the valley?
Not for the leaving, sir.
Okay, people know
sedimentary
interlocking
rock.
Spurs. Yeah, you remember the big valley,
the big field,
the valley where we made me pull over and take a picture.
I didn't make you pull over.
Well, you asked. Nick did.
No,
Nick did.
Uncle Snork
did. Yeah, what did you feel like that? Because that's tradition.
It was very orange.
That is very orange. A lot of people died there in the famine.
Jesus.
A lot of people died there in the famine.
I didn't know that.
Did you enjoy when I brought you on the tour of the houses?
I hated that. No, and that has stuck with me. I'm not going to say the things you said.
Bad things happened.
Can I say the word for it?
No.
No, can I not?
Bad things happened.
Not the first word, the second one with the two brothers.
The R word?
No, the I word.
Give me the last letter.
T.
Oh, yeah, incest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That house, that bungalow.
What can I say? Just yeah, but that's because.
And I'm not saying that's from people from being down the country.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It just happened that I was passing house and I go, oh, that happens in there, but it happens everywhere. It's just because in the countryside,
yeah, but
everyone.
It's that street, man. You went by three houses and things were happening.
It's something in the water back there.
No, but you kept saying, you know, in an area like where I grew up in, you're in the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot of things to do.
There's a lot of riding.
Someone was doing something with a horse.
No, there wasn't.
You said something with an animal.
I didn't. You're making that up.
No, you did.
I say there's a lot of swinging. There was a hell of a lot of swinging in Lewisburg.
Did you not say something with an animal? I swear to God.
What animal? A horse?
I don't.
You were talking.
Why am I hearing a rabbit?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Someone said that in the back of the car and they went with it.
Okay.
I think you must have zoned out.
Sorry.
And then the thing. But there's a lot of swinging in Lewisburg. There's a lot of couples that, you know, I've said this on the TV before, that I just think it's because people are bored and they go, actually, why not? We'll go swinging with each other.
When did you say that on the TV?
On Elaine, maybe a couple of months ago.
The Late Late Show?
Elaine.
Okay.
Wasn't on the Late Late Show. Elaine.
Would you be Elaine, open Elaine, for being on the Late
Elaine,
Late
Elaine Lane Show? would I be up for being on the TV? Yeah, well, I've got nothing to talk about.
What'd you be like if you were on? I remember you said, would it be a fear of yours to be on Tommy Tiernan's chat show? Because it's completely improvised and you come on. I think you said you wouldn't like to be on that show.
As in presenting.
Be a guest. Just coming on and speaking about what you did.
I think I said that I wouldn't like to present it because I haven't got a clue.
Who on earth was that?
12 minutes and 42 seconds. Someone came in because he knew we were in here and he wants to get a shout out on our podcast. But we've just deleted that bit.
If you're going to do that, can you put the big noise back in? You might as well. You're going to be there doing it.
I didn't know what time. 12:42.
Oh, look, I said it.
What were we saying there?
So you wouldn't like to be the host of the Tommy Tiernan show?
Because my fear would be he has to know who comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. But then I suppose he didn't really know what Vogue Williams
no.
did either.
And he was good about that.
I think it was because there was a singer, a really traditional singer. I think he was in the Dubliners or something, or one of those bands which are really...
Oh, he had like
That you would hate. One of those bands that you traditional music hate. And he was a legend. And my fear would be if someone walked out and was like, oh my God, it's Johnny Macker. And I'd go...
A little bit racist.
I have no idea who Johnny Macker is. Yeah. Well, of course, his name is Johnny because he sings the songs with his eyes down. And if you want to do any tunes, sure, Keith, my housemate, goes around the kitchen singing songs
like this.
Why,
look, do you know, is that Ireland for you? Being in a pub, drinking a pint and singing a rebel song.
That is more.
Do you know how
that
we're
is
portrayed?
More,
do you know in The Simpsons
yeah.
where it was like, they go to Ireland. And I was thinking, oh, what's this going to be like? And I was like, hello, top of the morning to you. Here's a pint. Oh, I'm drunk and I'm...
Well,
that's
get,
not a
they,
good
they
image.
Get the, but that's not the image. The image... Nobody in the pub, Nathan, at the weekend talked like this or talked about leprechauns. They were literally just sitting down, chatting and singing songs. If they did that, that'd be fine. I much prefer that as an image of Ireland than knobheads going around with their gin and tonics and paying over the price for
no,
crap.
No, I agree.
And,
I agree.
And being up their own hole.
Once again, I don't have an answer for
this. Because they think they're on Made in Chelsea. I much prefer...
Great show, though.
It is a great show, but not for Ireland. I much prefer people who are down to earth and in touch with their side. But then again, my English cousins were over yesterday for the Ireland match, and they have such an affinity because their granddad is Irish, and they consider themselves Irish, but they live in Birmingham, and they have such an affinity with Ireland that they come over for the Mayo matches, all Ireland matches. They come over, they never have a ticket, and they came over last night to watch the Ireland game in the pub, and then they were asking me what my opinion was on Leo Varadkar wearing the clover over the poppy. Because so synonymous with the British Army and British Army invading Ireland. And I was like, well, I don't actually have that much of an opinion on it. I thought we've moved on. And they were like, no, you have to have an opinion. So they look
at... Thank God I wasn't there.
They look at me the same probably way as I look at you. So they're way more extreme. He goes, I'm pretty Republican. But I think that's because they're Irish living in England and they don't consider themselves English. They consider themselves Irish, so they feel that they have to be more Irish than the person.
It's so strange, isn't
it's
it?
It's so strange.
It's weird.
Do you know, it's weird how we live in a country and there's just so many different facets of it. It's weird how in Australia, the size of Europe, it has one accent. But Ireland, this tiny little Ireland, has a different accent when you go across the river. I find that so strange.
I just want to say, this podcast episode, probably not good for my PR, but...
It's okay, I think you're being honest.
But I want to say it's not my fault.
I want to wipe my hands clean of all this.
I'm feeling like a coward today.
What's the crack? So we have a new producer.
Really excited about
his name is called Callum. He is from the UK.
Sweetest man I've ever met.
He's a very sweet man. But the thing with Nathan is, I suppose Nathan immediately immerses himself into a person. If he sees a little clink, it's not a clink of the army, it's the wrong thing. If he sees a spark or something like that, you'll immediately go, love him. Now, I'm not saying
I have a big heart, you're very guarded.
I am very guarded. I think Callum is an absolutely great guy. I really got on really well with him. But just seeing Nathan is so funny how he does this all the time.
I always make my same mistakes.
There's a guy that works over in Today FM. His name is Stuart. You've done it straight away. You notice something and you've gone from straight away. You did it with old producer Lachlan. You notice something and then you kind of feel like...
I latch on.
You latch on, but you act really weird around them.
Do I?
You act so weird... You're like
remember like the last Tim that was in our
Tim,
college.
Tim was in
college. It's really strange. I have three older brothers, but you actually wouldn't think that because I'm always looking for older sort of.
Look at my girlfriend
man.
Just forwarded me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Nicki Minaj is half naked. Three Nicki Minajs at the front of a magazine. Why is she doing that?
I wonder how do they do that? So you got Nicki Minaj there is sitting on a seat with her legs wide open. Then there's another Nicki Minaj with her tongue out on the bottom. Another Nicki Minaj, but she's on the back. Do they edit that? Like the Nicki Minaj is holding on to another person. Are they different? Are they
like
her
a
arms?
Stunt double?
Are they her arms?
Do you think she's heavily photoshopped? The fact they halved my forehead. I doubt you'd have to Photoshop that.
No, 100% Photoshopped. That's real. 100%.
That's real. But we're back to Callum.
Yeah.
What is the thing that when you know I'm going to get on well with someone?
It's you have a...
What is it?
You change.
Yeah, but what is the thing?
You kind of go... You kind of start to try to impress them by kind of being funny and you tell them these weird stories because you want to impress them. And the last time we just went out for food... And
chicken.
A chicken, and he wanted to get a beer, and you're like, no, I want you to get this one. And it's kind of like...
It's weird, no.
You can do your guard is immediately down because you know you're opening yourself up for him to go, what are you doing? And you kind of like that. You're trying to get a reaction out of these people. If you didn't like them, you know when you don't like someone.
No. And also, if I can crack some sort of joke that is immature, something around genitalia, if they laugh... Oh, we're rosy. We are good. And he is making me giddy, Graham.
Is he making you giddy just because it's a new relationship?
No, there's many things.
Is he just humouring you?
No. He's so affable, this man. He has his giant box of cornflakes, how he talks. He's like, good morning.
Oh, well, speak of the devil.
Oh, here he is. He makes me giddy. I'm sweating.
Oh, Callum, there's a microphone there. It's a nice old handheld.
You've got to put a muff over it.
You'd be like Steve Brookstein back in the day with a handheld microphone.
Listen to his voice.
Look at this.
Sounds like Cliff Richard.
Everyone, who are you and what have you done and why? What has got you to the position that you're in this, we used to call the bin bag studio in Dublin?
Welcome to the team, Callum.
Thank you. My name is Callum. I am your guy's new producer in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got the job because I applied for the job.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. I just want to give him a hug.
This is honest talk, all right?
Okay.
We've just been talking about Nathan letting his guard down very soon with you. We said he does it with specific types of people. I want to know, are you just being nice back to him because you're only after meeting him? And this is the, you got to be honest here.
It's like the Jerry Springer show.
Where's the bouncer?
His name was Graham, wasn't it?
Corner.
Was his name Graham? Wasn't there a man on that with one leg? That used to,
it was the bouncer.
Was it not some fellow with that had one leg on Jerry Springer? He used to hop back and forth. Definitely was.
Do you ever just turn on Jeremy Kyle and think, oh, it's too early in the morning for this?
Yes,
it's
all the
very
time.
Heavy.
Even when it's on at 5 o'clock at night, it's too still
here,
too early
here,
in the
lads,
morning for it.
Someone in the is going to New Zealand. Because they're converting New Zealand dollars to euro.
How much did they put in there?
Enough.
Yeah.
How? Jerry.
Wonder who it is.
So we're saying he lets his guard down. He's been very. We don't know what it is. We're trying to put our finger.
You're not the first one, Callum. Not to make you feel bad. I'm pretty promiscuous, but there is something about you. I don't know. It's your lovely hair.
I think it's
your well-spoken manner. It's your little jumper.
I've got it. What? I know what it is. I know what attaches you to people. It's Tim, Lachlan, Stuart, Callum. These are all his former flames.
Okay.
It's because you are so pent up all the time, you overthink things and you get stressed out.
Yeah.
That you see someone with a calm demeanor.
You're very calm.
And you're like, I want that. I want that. And then you kind of get excited by the calm demeanor. I think you want to excite them a little bit, but they never give you the reaction that you're looking for.
I'm feeling very giddy around Callum at the moment. That soon will fade out.
Okay.
It's very early days, but when I see you enter a room, I just want to jump on top of you.
Not happened yet, but I'm open to it.
Like, he just makes me giddy. Tell the listener about the box of cornflakes and what I'm trying to do with the bowl. See,
okay.
I'm a very controlling man as well. Mm-hmm. List some examples.
I know what I'm talking about. There's a man with no legs.
Holy God! Is that the security guard?
This is taking a turn. Here,
that is shocking. Look, stop.
There is a man with no lower half and he walks on his hands.
This is great for the podcast. I'm sure the listener can
Well, it was a bit of audio there. No one can hear it. No one's got headphones.
No.
I'm just hearing it. Just like, wah, wah, wah. The man with half a body, Kevin Easterday.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
there we go.
Callum, speak about some examples that I've been controlling. We mentioned the cider. How I told you to get medium size.
Yes. Yeah, I was out. I'm here to make an impression as well. So I'm here to listen. It's a new country for me.
Yeah.
I'm not Irish, as you can tell.
What?
I know. So I got this big box of cornflakes from a supermarket.
Yeah.
It was on sale. It was meant to be €4 and it was £1.99.
Absolute steal.
A kilogram of cornflakes.
I haven't seen you eat anything else apart from cornflakes.
I am 100% cornflakes.
No, I saw you eat a big old chicken sandwich from Dunn Stores. Yes. Other stores are available. If you want to sponsor the podcast, please do. God, we're dying for some money.
Sponsor.
I did a little bit of work last week. I tried to get Harvey Norman, Curry's PC World, the electrical shops on to sponsor the podcast. Put up on my Instagram story because my shelf is broken in the fridge, so I tried to put out one that I wanted to get a new shelf for free. No one responded yet, but I put it out there. Like, if someone wants to sponsor the podcast as well.
Maybe TK Maxwell.
TK Maxwell. Yeah. They're sending us in snow globes. I actually got an email, I think. That
I got an email as well. I didn't read it. Just went, thanks very much. Back to you, Callum.
Back to my story. So I've been eating my cereal quite late on in the morning, around 10 o'clock. In my old show, I used to have breakfast at 9. And now when you guys come in at 6 in the morning, you go straight to the kitchen for some food.
Yeah.
Thanks for lying. We come up at 10 past 6, but thanks for lying.
I know. I'm just
making us
good for the boss.
Thanks for lying.
I just don't eat that early.
Yeah, but I've been telling you, you need to eat in the morning. Then Graham is saying, leave him to it. Let him do what makes him feel comfortable. And I go, no.
You did get me a bowl this morning.
I got a bowl. And
which I did appreciate.
Did you? Some would say passive aggressive.
Oh, no. I did appreciate it because yesterday when I went to get a bowl, I went upstairs not knowing where the kitchen was or where the bowls were.
Of course, yeah.
To have a look for these bowls. And I just felt like a very small fish in a very big pond.
If you look into the psychology of it, it is passive aggressive because I'm trying to get my way. You won't eat the breakfast at the same time.
No, I will eat it later on in the morning.
So I went upstairs and I got a bowl and I put it on your desk and I kept reminding you, The bowl is out there. The bowl is out there. Now you have.
Why does it bother you when he eats?
I want to look after him.
He's fine. He's a grown man. He got a job. Moved from England to Ireland. He got an apartment. He has got a new job producing a show. I think he's well able to look after himself.
I just want to eat when I want to eat. All right.
Is that the end of it now?
I think so. But I
do appreciate you getting me a bowl. So if you can continue doing that each morning, I would be pleased.
There we go.
Yeah. Listener of the podcast, how are we feeling about Callum's accent? Do we like it? GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. I'm a big fan of it. It's very calming.
Do you know, my girlfriend Sarah was saying, what does Callum sound like? Is it a real, all right, what's a crack sort of thing? Or is it a...
Into the mic.
Or is it, I don't know, that's the only English accent I know.
I've never said, all right, what's the crack?
But I said Chris Hughes from Love Island. That's what we both agreed on. And she doesn't know who that is.
We thought that at the beginning. Well, I thought that
when you first met me.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
Because you kind of go like that. So you kind of go like that.
I elongate a little bit.
Yeah. So at the end, and Chris goes, all right. So I think it's that.
If anyone knows who Callum
sounds like,
please email the show.
I'm going to get a clip of Chris speaking here, and I'm going to be only able to hear it.
But get Callum to mimic it afterwards.
Chris Hughes.
Interview.
Love Island. Okay.
I am intrigued.
Chris Hughes, one second.
You're a lovely... Oh,
bloody ad! Maybe if we play the ads from YouTube, it'll actually give us money to sponsor us.
Oh, this is a sponsor.
Sponsored by Heineken. Who's the... Oh, Uncle Snork.
Oh, come Uncle on Snork.
In. Here he is.
Come on, Uncle Snork.
Uncle Snork.
Welcome.
I'm here for a quick time, but not a long time. I don't want to interrupt the podcast.
But a good time.
And a good time.
What are you saying?
I've brought you a script to
record. Can we read it on the podcast?
Yeah.
This is what happens. This is behind the scenes.
And you direct us.
Okay, it's behind the scenes.
It's a very multicultural podcast this week.
It is, England, Ireland. So this is what we have to do. Oh, we're in Sons.
Okay, Nick, direct us. Speak into the mic and tell us what we have to
Next week on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. We're celebrating Christmas early with We're in Sons every morning on the show.
Wait, which line do I read?
We'll be giving away.
We'll be giving away some of the fantastic gifts you can find in the Grafton Street and Dundrum Town Centre stores, as well as online at Weir.ie.
From luxury gifts like Rolex to stocking fillers from Alex and Annie, they have all your Christmas gifts.
How do you want us to read this? Passion? Normally
the
you're
same
good.
Way you read every other script. Yeah. A lot of positivity, smiles, natural... bit of urgency, make it sound good, give it some love.
I heard a rumor that you have to delete the gaps when I'm talking in these ads.
Not only do I have to delete gaps, but I have to speed you up so that you're
the same. Oh my god!
Because you used to speed someone else up that doesn't work anymore.
You have to speed me up.
Yeah, because you talk at a much slower pace to Graham, and Graham speaks with urgency.
Maybe Graham needs to slow down.
No, Graham speaks at a normal pace.
We're celebrating Christmas early with Weir and Sons.
Right. Look, I'll leave you to it. I'll give the microphone back to Callum now. And
do you have anything to say to the listener?
Yeah, what do you make of Mayo?
Mayo was fantastic.
We threw your name in the mud because you prompted me to sing One Direction Little Things in that traditional pub. And you said you were going to sing it with me, and you didn't.
Wasn't it the funniest thing you've ever seen? Graham was so embarrassed that he slid off his chair and under the table. We were in a tiny little town where everyone in the pub Graham knew he grew up with. These are the people on his road. Like, it's such a small... I reckon population 20, right? And all of a
22.
Sudden... All of a sudden you hear this...
23.
Shh, in the pub. Shh.
It was you.
I started, right? Goes completely quiet. Someone's waiting for an Irish ballad. All of a sudden you get Nathan. Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me.
I got so nervous that then I jumped into Louis's verse. Like, I started off as Zane.
It would have been fine if you just stuck with you bottled it.
Do you think I should have committed to it?
You should have committed. It was so embarrassing.
Should have.
We were already getting abuse from them before. Like, shut up, spin.
Yeah.
And I go, off.
What One Direction song should I have chosen, looking back?
Drag Me Down. Yeah.
Perfect would have been a good one.
On the bar, Drag Me Down.
Nobody.
Bam.
Nobody can drag me down.
Down.
Uncle Snork, everyone.
Thank you.
Man of mystery.
Right, will we? Oh, yeah, Chris Hughes, and then we go on to the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when Islanders come in, they try and give you, like, an indication of how busy, like, how mad the show is and what's been going on. But
Okay, so Callum say, not until we got back to UK, really.
Not back until I got to UK, really.
See, that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a tiny bit put on, but it's
yeah,
very
that was
close.
Forced. That was forced. This is my normal speaking voice.
That is very close. Oh, did
Callum
I just...
Callum has a great voice.
Did that record? Eh, who cares? I'll flip it in afterwards if it didn't.
Can you put the pig noise in?
No pig noise this week, I'm sorry. Okay. Callum, did you listen to this podcast before you came over?
Yes, I listened to the podcast when I knew I got the job to get
what the hell did you think? Like, why are they doing this?
It's interesting. I found out a lot about your life.
What have you learnt?
Not much.
What do you know about us that we don't know you know?
Have you stalked
you're
my
putting
girlfriend?
Me on this one. No, I haven't stalked your girlfriend
well,
yet.
Well, you definitely have, because we're Facebook friends and she's in my profile picture.
Do you know what? I've not even done that.
Oh, that is bold.
It's not.
That is bold.
It is not.
Everyone knows when you accept someone on Facebook, the first thing you do is check their profile pics and see how much uglier they've gotten.
Yeah. Normally it's info and then are they in a relationship or not.
I don't have that on my Facebook.
Do you not?
I would never do that.
Are you not committed?
I'm in a relationship.
That is a great question.
2 years on Sunday, but I would never... I'm not a social media type of person. I would never go, Graham O'Toole is in a relationship with Claire McBride.
Well, that's because we don't have a sponsor. You need to be a bit more influential.
Yes.
I need to share more of my personal life.
Absolutely. As soon as you change your Facebook status to in a relationship, this podcast will be sponsored.
Jesus, could you imagine?
God, you have a great voice, Callum.
Morning, lads.
Morning.
So... I'm only after seeing your Halloween outfits there. They look cool, but who were they? Some kind of superheroes? Do you know who we were?
Yes.
Do you get the reference?
Yes.
Okay. Who were we?
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Yes.
By the power of Neptune.
Evil.
There we go.
There you go.
We were trying to do the...
I'm back. All right. No. Sorry.
Welcome back, Snork.
No, don't welcome me back.
Snork. You know, you were very aware of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, weren't you?
Yeah, only because of you guys.
What? You didn't know them?
No.
Well, I suppose if you didn't watch SpongeBob...
It was only a few years ago when I stopped watching SpongeBob.
Yeah. I love SpongeBob. I was still watching it now. If it's on Cartoon Network, I will watch it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the day back, it was Nickelodeon, but they used to have the games when you press the red button.
Yes. It'd
be golf and stuff. That was class.
Yeah. I would love to present Nickelodeon.
Yeah?
I think I'd be good. The gunk. Release the gunk. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'll
continue. I was just thinking, with all the Marvel and DC stuff out of the mo, Justice League, Avengers, X-Men, etc., what superpowers would you two like to have? I'll include Callum on that too. Of course, Nick, do you want to stay for the superheroes? You're a superhero fan. Of course, flying, super strength, and all the other usual stuff would be cool. But is there any superpower that nobody else has had? What would you do with them? Looking forward to your answers, Mav.
Oh, I like the name.
Right, Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy did the superheroes in SpongeBob SquarePants, but now they have dementia. Well,
one has dementia.
Mermaid Man
Barnacle
does.
Boy is still very much.
Barnacle
same.
Boy looks a lot like Squidward.
Yes, he's got a huge nose,
massive nose, and glasses.
Okay, superheroes, superpowers.
Okay, look, you hear the classic. I would like to be invisible. I go into the changing rooms. Yeah. No one wants to hear that. I wish I could fly. No, I'm scared of heights. What would I like? What would benefit my life right now?
I would love to be haircut man. And every time I wanted a haircut, my hair would just go to a nice new haircut.
That is a great one.
So every week, because I'm now on nearly every two and a half weeks. Yeah, I like to keep it tight in the sides, Cal. And this isn't coming in 3 weeks on Friday and it's too long. It gets very thick. So I'd like... Haircut man, I'd love to have it every week. I'd love to be fresh haircut.
Fresh haircut. What would I like right now? Like transportation. If I clicked my finger,
that's a stereotypical
that's been
one.
Done.
Yeah.
Callum, that's like Diagon Alley in Harry Potter.
Yes, I've got one because I'm new to this country and the money is new. Like the your and well, money isn't new. It's not a new concept to me.
Wealthy man.
Oh, hello.
The coins are different sizes to what I'm used to.
Brexit.
So what I'd like is the superpower to touch my wallet and it give me the right coins without me fumbling. Because there's nothing worse when you're standing in the shop in front of the woman with your wallet, opening up the coin bit, going. No, I thought that was a €2 and it's actually a 50 cent.
I've been there in Dubai, man. I've had these coins. And, yeah.
Did you vote in the Brexit?
I did vote in the Brexit.
Are we allowed to?
Are you allowed to ask?
I don't think you're allowed to ask.
Sorry. See, that's me. I feel comfortable with Callum. I can just ask. I won't.
No comment.
Oh, I'm surprised by that answer.
I'm very surprised. I thought he'd be a lot more brilliant.
I would like to hang out with celebrities.
No, you wouldn't. That is such,
I would.
That is such bull.
I would like to hang out with Harry Styles.
No, you wouldn't.
Ryan Gosling.
You would hate it.
I get on very well. You even said yourself, I'm getting better. Danny from the Cronus.
You are getting better.
How you doing?
You like going home and going to bed early. You, the fact that you go, there's another person in this industry that likes to go out a lot with people in bands. We can't name names. Nathan knows who it is. And you go, oh, look at him. I'd love to be doing that.
That's I want.
Look at that band is over in his house. No, you wouldn't.
I would.
The stress of having pre-drinks in your house, the stress of going out all the time.
I wouldn't want to host.
You like to go to Three Arena and you like to watch a gig and you have to come home. You don't like that. This whole absolute bull of you wanting to hang out with celebrities is so false.
It's different. I don't like hanging out with celebs. I don't want to be drunk with them. Callum, I'd like to hike up the mountain. I want to just get a latte with them. I want to be on the same wavelength. I want it to be a Saturday evening. Oh, Nathan, he's hanging out with Dizzy Rascal. They're probably going to go for drinks. Nah.
I'd love to watch The X Factor with Anne-Marie.
Yeah, you
That's
have
a strange one.
Fascination with Anne-Marie.
Why Anne-Marie?
I don't know.
She's very pretty. Like,
it's just something. She just seems normal.
Yeah.
And attainable.
What would you think about hanging out with Stephen Hawking?
I wouldn't be able to keep up a conversation with him. Fair. Because he's too smart for me.
He is a clever man.
He is clever.
If you could hang out with any celebrity.
Robbie Keane.
Any celebrity.
Robbie Keane.
Tomorrow evening.
Robbie Keane.
Why would it be Robbie?
I'm obsessed with Robbie Keane and his son, Robbie Jr. I think they're the coolest people ever.
Would you go up to Robbie Keane for an autograph?
No.
What would you do if he walked in now?
I'd be like, that'd be unreal. Like, Robbie, saw you at the match last night. What do you think of the game? How was it going over in Calcutta? See you doing that. See, I couldn't break past the barrier off going, would you like to go for a drink sometime? I just find that weird.
Do you think he'd watch The X Factor with you?
I don't know.
What activity would you do with a celebrity that doesn't revolve around drinking?
Playing pool. Bowling and pool in this leisureplex in Stillorgan.
But he's going to be stopped a lot. You want to choose something where they won't be stopped.
A massage in a private room then. It's like, what can you do? What can you do where there's no other people there? Watch a DVD together. A doved.
Callum keeps saying The X Factor.
Yeah.
Are
you still watching The X Factor?
Not since I've moved over here.
Would you be watching it at home?
Yeah, because I was watching it for work.
Oh, Callum doesn't have a TV or a microwave.
Or Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You're watching for work, so are you? Because you used to work in Capital, so they'd be very showbiz heavy.
Yeah.
Do they not realise that it's gone shit now and that we're thinking, okay, let's move on from The X Factor? Or is it because they realised that? Would they not talk about Strictly more, because Strictly is more of an audience?
No, Strictly is the BBC.
This is interesting.
Okay, BBC. So you're kind of attached to the...
Just the commercial channels.
Okay, this is interesting.
Well, look, what we've learned from this is The X Factor sucks balls.
It so does. We were even watching the day Ridian.
Yes.
Ridian back into
classic X Factor.
Man.
Ridian.
Did Sunita get with Simon Cowell? Did they used to date?
I used to find that strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just would be annoyed if I was going out with Simon Cowell and he kept inviting Sunita to the judge's house. And also, if I was a musician, would I respect Sunita? Like, is she really
a
world acclaimed musician?
Well, yeah, and she comes in with the green
leaves.
No, I liked that.
Did you like it? I think she's making it all about her.
It is.
Okay, thank you. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you very much.
I hope everyone enjoys Callum.
I hope everyone does enjoy me.
He's a good guy for these few days until he starts to become friends with Nathan, then he will bash him. And it'll stop then.
Send a review. Write a review. Why not? While you're listening to this.
We're not in the top 200 again.
Oh no.
Callum, why
aren't I'll get everyone in the UK to subscribe.
They'll find this very weird. This is a very weird place.
Little structure here, Callum.
Little structure.
People go to us, I feel you're a man with structure, go, what's the point of your podcast? We go, there is no point.
We're still trying to find it.
That's why there's no sponsor.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, it gets... The truth hurts.
What would you do differently with the podcast? You're a producer now.
Have more me in it.
Okay, there we go.
Well,
cheers, Callum.
Callum Farmer, everyone.
His true colours have shone through there.
Follow Callum.
It's all about me. Thank you. Callum Farmer on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Adam,
he's our producer.
Thank you very much, Maz, for that email. Again, emails graham@gmail.com. It's always nice to hear from you. It's always nice to provide the content so we don't have to think about stuff to talk about. We will be back next week with episode number 19. And yeah, rate, review, do whatever you want, because we're desperate. Sponsors.
We are so desperate. Help us.
Thanks for listening to Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. If you liked what you heard, rate and review and subscribe as well. It'll help other people find the podcast, and you'll be alerted every time there's a new episode. Catch you next Thursday for more adventures and fun from Graham and Nathan. Until next time, I'm Uncle Snork. You have yourself a good week.